Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly,
famous
Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire,
VIP,
Eddie Davis, DiMaggio.
The Celebrity Game.
Oh, Herbie, one of my favourite games. We get to watch you struggle.
Oh, I suck at it. Games, I'm a very competitive person, but I don't do too well in them. That's okay.
No, you do very well. You just don't give yourself credit. See, you're already backing yourself into a corner now. You're not opening
Josh,
your mind
to
be positive about it.
If you keep on losing, you can't say I'm doing very well.
That's true.
Doing very well at trying.
Good point.
Getting over the limit.
Hey, so we're talking about Christmas movies. One of my favourite parts about the build-up to Christmas. Some of those amazing films we've seen, like Home Alone. That's always a classic.
Love Actually.
Grinch. I will give you my top five this week.
I know. You've been talking this up as well.
It's a huge list. It's probably the greatest top five that anyone's ever done.
But it's today, busy at the moment.
We are doing actors that have been in Christmas movies.
Okay.
Some of the less, like, well-known actors.
Yep.
You wouldn't really associate them with
a Christmas movie. Okay. Because sometimes there can be a terrible Christmas movie.
That's true.
There's flops out there.
There's probably a lot.
Yeah.
It's probably
too many of them.
A pretty broad category too. All right, here we go. I'll play you the voice. You just have to tell me who it is. Let's kick it off with this one.
There were these terrarium things, remember, with the big glass lids, and you put it on your head and you just stood up like a weird old school scuba diver.
Sounds a little bit like Jennifer Lawrence, but because you're giving me donuts.
I'm saying no.
No. Actor?
Actor? Was it part of a big TV series?
Part of a big...
And then became... And she's married to a very big musician.
Oh, far out.
Good-looking couple?
Of course they are. I'm not going to get it because I keep thinking of Friends and it's not a Friends star.
No, it's Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel. Yeah, seventh heaven. Wasn't that a show?
What a show.
What a show.
Dark history, though. let's go on to this one.
I'm just honored to be recognized for something besides my talent and humility.
Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd.
Without
yes.
a doubt. What a man.
Sexiest man alive this year.
He was. Yeah.
He is a handsome man that doesn't age.
He has not aged.
Any movie he pops up in, you could not tell him.
Scary,
how
isn't
old
it?
Is he?
Scary. And just a funny guy.
Yeah, he is.
Great.
I like him.
Next one. Let's see how you go. These are the actors that have been in Christmas movies.
Heartbroken. I mean, that whole week, you and I spoke about it endlessly because I was just...
I can see you closing your eyes. You're concentrating. There's a smile on your face.
Can I have a clue?
Another TV series. Big TV.
Selena Gomez. It's Selena Gomez.
It's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh!
I was about to give you another clue.
Sarah, I jumped in. Herbs, relax.
Last one. Let's see if you can get one more.
Okay, I can.
This guy, very famous from a young age. Do you want to hear the voice before you guess it?
Totally naked. There were moments where that happened, and it was disarming to just... There was just... Your just butt is out there. There's the...
A lot of TV shows, in fact, for this man.
Child star.
Well, he was a child star.
Child star, is he still doing stuff?
He is still doing stuff.
He is.
If I say suit up...
It's Barney.
Well, who's Barney?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes.
Yes,
well
Abby.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, this is very exciting if you are a tradesperson and you're looking for a job, or maybe you're looking for a bit of a change.
In 2022?
Yep, because the Australian Antarctic Program is looking for 200 people to fill 24 roles across its Antarctic research stations, which is exciting. Would be cold.
Would be very cold. Mm-hmm. Very isolating. Probably good money, though.
Amazing money, and it would be an amazing experience. So the stations need plumbers, electricians, chefs, and engineering supervisors. There's other jobs there as well, but they're the main ones, which I think would be such a great opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if you're younger.
Yeah.
I think, what an opportunity. You're never going to get that back
No.
that time.
And it ranges from between 4 to 15 months. is how long you'll be out there. Mm-hmm. You're paid an allowance to compensate for living in a remote and isolated environment, which, Josh, would be very nice.
Yeah, nice.
Very nice. And there is a big call for female tradies as well.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is great. Get more girls over there to run that world.
Would you go to Antarctica?
I think...
You are a sweater, so...
I think I would. It would be very good. It would be very good for my sweating problem. But it turns out that there's around 1,000 people working across the stations, and that is from 30 different countries.
Wow.
Not just Australia.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah. And it is a very windy place over there. So Antarctica, on average, they can have speeds reach up to 374 kilometres per hour.
That's like a cyclone.
That's nuts. That is just the wind yesterday. I remember seeing this wind just blowing everything. I thought, imagine that.
Oh, shadow. I spent all afternoon cleaning up the driveway.
You're having people over in the afternoon. Never mind. At least it wasn't Antarctica's speed. Now, this is interesting. So the Ross Ice Shelf is a floating tongue of ice that extends off one of Antarctica's main landmass.
Mm.
It is 510,000 square kilometres and is the largest ice shelf that has ever been discovered.
Holy moly.
I know. And then in March of 2000, an ice chunk broke off that shelf.
Yeah.
That was 270 kilometres long and 40 kilometres wide. That's insane.
That is insane, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You can't fathom that, though, can you? Like, you're saying big numbers at the moment, but unless you saw it, you'd just be like, that is massive.
Well, we drive along the Great Ocean Road.
Oh, yeah.
And you know there's warnings all the time for watch out for the cliff. There could be falling rocks. Mate, that's a falling country.
That's massive, isn't it?
That's dangerous. But this one I thought of you. So there's a lake in Antarctica. There's a few lakes they've found. This one's called Deep Lake.
Yep.
It is so salty that it cannot freeze. So even in temperatures as low as negative 15 degrees Celsius, it will not freeze. And my brain goes to you because you are a man who lives for salt.
Never enough salt in
this world.
That's
the thing. And I thought, that wouldn't even be enough salt for him. It's that salty it can't freeze, but you still wouldn't be happy.
Probably not.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
On this day.
Debbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
Oh, we love this time of the week. We bring Louis Zaka from the newsroom into the studio. Hello.
Good day.
How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Good.
Happy Christmas week, everyone.
I know. Exciting. Why are we still here? We don't know. But
someone's got to do it.
Build up
the big festivities.
That's right. So how this game works is we take a look back in history. I've found some songs that are relevant on this day in the past and reverse them. You guys just got to buzz in with your names first.
Right.
First in to
best
guess.
Best of three.
Yes, best of three. Okay. We're going to 1957. Because this person received his draft notice to join the US Army for national service.
All right, let's have a listen. Is it Elvis?
It is Elvis. Think about that. His draft notice to join the Army.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good old Elvis. Jeez, he became very famous, didn't he?
Jeez, his songs. Well, to pick a song for this, I was like, which one do you do? You know, he's got so many.
He wasn't good with the camouflage, though. Well, he stood out with his blue suede shoes.
It is the last week, isn't it?
See you, Louis.
Okay. Next one. In 2005, this person released their 7th studio album.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Louis. Christina.
It's not Christina.
Hey.
Can I hear some more?
Yeah, you can hear a bit more. Do you want a second of it flipped?
Is it Mary J. Blige?
It is, John!
Nice! Well done!
Very different in reverse, isn't it?
That was a hard one.
That was tough.
Because I didn't know how many albums she, like, you know, I didn't really.
Back in 2005, she was up to her 7th. Done it. She released one, I'm pretty sure, this year. Anywho, on to our last one just for fun.
For glory.
One for the year, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Right. So 2017, this person signed their Las Vegas residency deal for $75 million at MGM Park Theatre.
Josh. It's Lady Gaga.
He's clean swept you there, Louis. It's Lady Gaga. You know you really have made it when you get offered a Las Vegas residency.
$75 million. Well, Adele's doing one now.
Yeah.
Jeez, how much is that going to be worth? Lots.
That'll be, I reckon,
hundreds of millions.
Doubled, at least.
Louis, it was good to win.
Nothing right, but one bad pun. That's
yeah,
all good.
That's it. We'll see you later. It's Josh and K-Rock. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. 2021, big year.
Big year.
There's been some amazing things. The first time they've ever happened in the history of the planet as well. A big list.
In 2021.
In 2021. But I want to, before we get to some of them, what was your favourite moment from the year?
I've probably got two. I'll do a personal one. No, I'll do a personal one and then another one. So, getting the job here.
Yeah.
Massive one for me, huge. Big highlight. But then, well, since being here, I think this is something that you and I are both very proud of, and that is that we've potentially locked in a big thing.
Oh, yes, huge.
For Geelong and the Surf Coast. This is great.
That's awesome. That was a really good moment. Mm. I remember when we were in the Herald Sun.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck is this?
I mean, ScoMo awesome. Speaking about it. Yourself?
I don't know.
What are you finding out about your second?
Yeah, that was good.
Yep. Your second
I was in shock for a while, too, to be honest. It's happening very quickly. Anyway, so these are the first time these events have happened in the history of the planet.
I like
so
this.
There's some amazing things. There was a big list. I've just sort of narrowed it down a bit. First time that the sales of zero emission vehicles surpassed diesel sales in Europe.
Really?
It happened this year, so more people moving to electric.
That's great. We'd like to here in Australia. Obviously a bit hard.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Don't have the money.
All the infrastructure at the moment. No. Certainly not in place.
No.
An ocean drone, this is kind of cool, captured the first ever footage inside a major hurricane. So it landed inside the eye of the storm. And it was just, it was the first time they'd ever captured the footage because obviously it's so hard to do
it's
so.
It's dangerous. That is insane.
It is amazing.
And now I want to see the footage.
It's really good. El Salvador, they became the first country to make Bitcoin a national currency.
Really?
Yeah, that happened this year.
Jeez, that's hard. I can't get my head around
the day
this
they did it
currency.
As well. It crashed. So,
did it?
Yeah, it would be interesting to see how that one
see
goes.
If we follow.
I don't think so. Anytime soon. The world's first 3D printed school opens in Malawi.
That is just too much Africa. For my brain to handle. 3D printers are something else.
They freak you out, don't they?
Well, because I hate printers. I don't think anyone likes a printer.
No.
You have so many bad experiences in primary school, high school. You want to throw them.
Yeah.
But now knowing that 3D printers can do this, gee whiz.
How are you going to fix it if it jams? Yeah. That's what I want to know. Just, can someone do something?
Change the ink cartridge.
Astronomers, they saw light coming from behind a black hole. First time that it's ever happened. Because obviously the thing is that it escapes.
That is cool.
Nothing escapes it, but they found it behind the black hole.
People are doing amazing things, aren't they?
Oh, for sure. And I reckon this one is what you'll love.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely, you'll love it. So it was the first year that a purely digital artwork sold at an auction. It's called Every Days, the first 5,000 days. And it went for $69.3 million, an NFT, a non-fungible token.
That is the most stupid thing I've ever heard, and I hate it, Josh. NFTs are the worst thing that's ever happened to this planet.
Not for that guy. He's got $70 million.
I just don't understand. They're not real.
It's Debbie and Josh on K-Rock. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Well, Herbie, it was a big weekend for you. We talked about this on Friday. Farmer Finley, the man that you've been seeing behind the scenes for a while, got to meet your family.
It's about time. He hasn't met anyone because of COVID, borders. Yeah. And so on Saturday, instead of just saying, here's my parents, I said, no, here's my whole family.
Knock it out in one go.
Why not?
The head of the family, as he likes to call himself, or the mayor of the dog park. Wayne, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you, Josh? Nat?
Doing well. So we got to chat to you on Friday about, you know, the excitement of meeting Farmer Finley. You've met him. I'll get your score out of 10 very soon. But what do you think?
He was a lovely bloke. He was actually a lovely bloke. He started well because he came in and brought us a whole heap of freshly cut meat from the farm. So that was a big tick.
Wow.
He had some chocolate for the wife, so another big tick. And he tried to remember most people's names. Mm. Didn't get a few, but that's okay because I still can't remember all of them. So that's all
fair enough.
And what did the brothers think? What's the word from Carlos? Sean, Liam?
Well, they did go out drinking with him on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And he got to cop the experience of Carl and Carl's mate.
It is an experience, Carl, in itself.
Oh, God.
Seeing a bloke who wears brown corduroy pants, I mean, or terry toweling pants, I think they were, ridiculous.
That's Carl.
And so did you ask the questions? Did you ask him, did you put the hard word on him, just to give him a bit of a quiz?
Well, I didn't need to start with. Natalie's already dropped him in. He went to buy some mid strength, and she said, "You can't do that. Not with my family."
Not the headshots. So
poor bloke was under pressure to start with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, here's the big one. Out of 10. Well, obviously, you're saying he's good enough for the family. He's good enough for Herbs. But what did you think? Out of 10, what is Farmer Finley to you?
He was an 8.
An 8?
He was an 8.
An 8.
Yes.
So, geez, what's he missing, Dad?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Areas of improvement. Where are we looking?
Anything?
Anything of improvement? Well, I've got to know him. I've got to meet him a bit more than just one day.
Well, then if we throw it out on this, compared to Josh, because we know you've got a soft spot for Josh now, where does he rate there? Is he higher?
Oh, I couldn't say he'd be higher. He couldn't be higher than Josh. Not yet.
You took a while to answer that one, Wayne, but it's all right. We'll let you go. Okay, so he's 9 out of 10. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Thanks, Wayne.
No worries. See you guys.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We were just talking before about, as well as Christmas being a great time, there is a lot of waste involved in it.
The packaging. Some things are just overpacked. Yeah. You know, too protected.
Yeah, do you really need all that plastic?
No, you don't.
But anyway, this lady's talked about the big mistakes we're still making when it comes to recycling. And I want to see how good you are with your recycling knowledge too.
I don't like this. Because I know I'm not the greatest.
Well, she said still people putting polystyrene in the recycling bin, which you can't...
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
A woman, Josh, has had not the greatest experience when going for a wax.
Yeah, right.
Now, it's already...
Is it ever a good experience?
This is true.
You know?
It's not pleasant. It hurts.
Awkward at times, depending on what you're getting.
Exactly. I mean, you do feel great afterwards, but it is that awkward...
Well, the skin is smooth, isn't it?
Yeah. The awkward moments leading up to it. It's only when you're leaving, you're like, oh, finally, I can relax.
Mm.
So for this lady, she went to a Brazilian butterfly in Melbourne, mm-hmm. and she wanted to get a Brazilian. Now, what happened is she was getting the wax done. Something, I'm presuming, I don't know the ins and outs, the wax was too hot. She's been burnt.
That already makes me feel uncomfortable.
Actually had to go to hospital.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
And get...
That is not a good experience, is it?
No. And get surgery. So now she's suing Brazilian butterfly.
Right.
And she's not suing the person who did it, but she's suing them saying that the person didn't have enough experience.
Oh, right. And shouldn't have been doing it. Yeah, should have been someone looking after him.
And it looks like it's got legs,
okay.
This case. I'm no lawyer, but just reading the files, I think she does have a pretty good case on her hands.
Yeah, right, okay.
Which is huge because it means she's taking on a pretty big company because that's all across Australia. Yeah. And there's other companies that have been taken on. And I do like these. You hear these stories and you think this is great. Now, you might know this one, but there was a lady back in 1992 named Stella. She's 79 years old and she ended up suing Macca's.
Macca's?
Because she was driving with her grandson, got a coffee. The coffee spilt and burnt her leg.
How is that Macca's for?
Well, this is the thing. She originally went to Macca's. It's been blown up in the media. If you read it, people are like, it's her fault. She originally went to Macca's and said, I've got third degree burns, have to have surgery. I want you to pay for my medical bills because I know it was my fault I spilt it, but the coffee should not be that hot.
To create that
level of burn. Now, Macca's said, no, we're not going to give you $20,000, which will cover your bills because it was in America. Mm. We're only going to give you $800. So she found that insulting. Took them to court, ended up getting $600,000.
Jeez.
And then it's now regulated that Maccas have to make sure their temperature
is a certain thing,
that which
makes
is great.
Sense. Yeah.
There's another guy who has taken on Kellogg's. So in 2009, he filed this because he didn't know that Fruit Loops weren't actually made of real fruit. You fool.
But like, yeah, okay. So, well, why don't you do your own research?
I know.
You know?
I know. Like, so that's
and how's
still
that
going.
Affected you?
Well, how's it? It's his health. Yeah, he's been smashing Fruit Loops.
Oh, did you read the sugar content in that thing?
This is a stupid thing.
You know what I mean?
So who knows how that'll end up because it's been going since 2009.
Jeez.
But then there's this one, Josh, which makes me want to sue. Makes me want to sue anyone that I know just because I want some money. A lady has sued the tobacco industry.
Okay.
So her husband passed away of cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
sad.
He had been smoking, had lung cancer, and he'd been smoking since he was 13, died at 37 years. She sued saying that on the packaging, it doesn't say originally that it was going to cause lung cancer.
So it's back
or
in
could.
The day. Yeah.
So this is back in 2004.
Okay. When he was growing up, 13, didn't say it. Yeah.
So she has been awarded for this $2.36 billion, Josh.
Oh me, oh my!
I know. So
imagine the lawyer rubbing his hands together, thinking I'm taking a big pose.
I am suing, as I said, anyone that I come into contact with now. So look out.
It's heavy, Josh and K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbie, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, shall we?
Yes,
see,
please.
You see stuff that's happening in the news, around the office, etc. Yeah, nah, for no, nah, yeah, for yes. Mm-hmm. Kicking off with this one, 5G conspiracy theories.
Yeah, nah. I just don't have time. I've got no time to actually think about this. You know, there's so much more important things going on in the world.
Yeah.
But people are honed into that.
Especially when it's been for 3G, 4G, and then none of them came true, but now we're at 5G. Now this is the number.
It's
the number of G's.
Why are you so invested?
Anyway, so we shouldn't laugh about this, though, but obviously there are people that believe in conspiracy theories. So there was a group of people selling pendants to stop the rays or whatever was trying to influence
the 5G.
Your brain or whatever.
Yep.
But the pendants actually have nuclear matter in them potentially or radioactive, so it could cause like
health conditions.
Yeah, that's right, from something that you're trying to protect.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's, potentially not very good. So obviously, you know, I'm not judging you if you want to believe in those sorts of things.
Have
but make
theories.
Sure you do.
Lose the pendant.
Lose
have the theories. Pendant.
Yeah,
lose the
radioactive.
Pendant.
It's not very good.
How do you even get your hands on that? Who's
no
making
idea.
That?
No idea.
Jeepers.
Next one, living life to the fullest.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Only on this life, on this planet, once, Josh. Want to make the most of it.
So this is a sad but sweet story. You might have seen it. 21-year-old tradie on the Gold Coast found out he hasn't got much time left on this planet. So he's only got a few months. So what he decided to do was propose to his girlfriend.
Oh,
so they're going to get married.
Isn't that gorgeous?
And then obviously they had big plans for the future. So they bought a star with the name of their future child or what it would have been.
Oh,
so,
that is beautiful.
Very sad story.
But instead of him, you know, going, I've only got a little time left, why bother? He's making the most of it. And so, I think that is so beautiful.
Yeah, wants to get married soon, riding in a hot air balloon's on the list, going for a fishing trip with his friends and taking his sister for a weekend away.
Oh, my gosh. So I hope beautiful. All those things and more happen for him. That is
amazing.
Beautiful.
The V-line.
Because it's handy if it works.
If it works.
Because I used to, when I lived in the Riverina, would get it back from Wagga to Melbourne.
Yeah.
And it was good, but it was never on time. I've never met a service that was always got something wrong with it.
Well, another month of mixed results to the Geelong V-Line. So basically, 93.3% of the time they made it when they were on the tracks.
That's good.
Yeah. And so, but the other thing is, they're on time He's up to 5 minutes and 59 seconds late.
That's not on time.
So it's like...
That is ridiculous.
You know?
V-Line, lift your game.
Oh, God.
Or just get good. Rid of it and it's, make something new.
It is good when it works.
Exactly.
That's for sure. Josh.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.